Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It's a privilege once again to come and look at the Word together with you.
很荣幸今天早晨和大家一起再来考察神的话语。
This is the first time having a combined service in this new year.
今天呢，这次是我们联合聚会在新年里的第一次。
But we are keeping the same theme as last year.
但我们还是保持我们去年讲的这个主题。
Which is making disciples.
就是做主的门徒。
We felt that even though we talked a lot about making disciples, we were still missing something.
尽管我们已经谈论了很多，但是我觉得呢，我们还是缺失了一点。
There are some steps that we didn't quite know yet.
还有一些步骤呢，我们并不是完全明了。
How do we apply the discipleship that's talked in the Bible to our lives?
怎么在圣经中谈论的做主的门徒来应用到我们的生活中？
And so at the end of last year, we started looking at these combined services at prayer.
所以呢，去年呢，我们在联合聚会当中就开始来考察讨论那个祷告。
Because even though Jesus said to go and make disciples of all nations, yet we are lacking some of the power to do that.
因为既然主说让你去做万国万民做我的门徒，但是我们仍旧缺少一些能力来执行主的命令，大使命。
At the end of last year, we looked that Jesus' power for his ministry was found in prayer and communion with his Father.
我们去年谈到主的那个牧养，他的能力来自于他的那个祷告。
And the disciples saw Jesus always in prayer.
因为我们那个主的门徒经常看到那个主耶稣基督在祷告中。
And they connected it with his power and ministry.
而且这个祷告呢，和他那个牧养的那个能力结合在一起。
And so the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray.
所以那些门徒就来询问耶稣，主啊，你怎么教我们来如何进行祷告？
So we have looked at the first couple of verses in Luke chapter 11.
所以我们今天来看那个路加福音十一章里的一些经节。
Let's look at that together and refresh us in what we've been talking about.
那我们再一起来读这些那个经节。
Luke chapter 11, starting in verse 1.
路加福音十一章第一节开始。
One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人尊尊你的名为圣。
Give us each day our daily bread.
愿你的国度降临，你的旨意在行在天上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not to temptation.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离凶恶。
We've looked at the necessity of prayer.
我们呢看了那个祷告的必须。
And we've looked at who we're praying to.
我们应该为谁而祷告？
We're praying to the Father.
我们呢为我们的主，向我们的主父神祷告。
That God has sent His Son and paid the price for us to be adopted as His sons and daughters.
因为我们的主把他的唯一的儿子降临，在十字架上为我们死，付出这个代价，使我们能够被他接受，成为他的儿女。
But now that we have such a wonderful Father, what should we ask Him?
现在我们有一个这么美好的父神，我们应该向他寻求什么呢？
I don't know about your prayers, but my prayers tend to get cluttered up a lot.
我不知道你们的那个祷告些什么，但我的祷告呢，经常是这样的。
There always seems to be so much to pray about.
因为有很多很多东西我需要祷告。
There's so many concerns that we have.
我有很多要关心的东西。
so many concerns that we personally have.
很多就是我个人的一些关切的东西。
Our health.
我们的健康。
Our family.
我们的家庭。
Our work, our school.
我们的那个学习和我们的工作。
And all the worries of life.
因为我们生活当中面临的种种的那个劳苦愁烦。
And then pile on top of that the needs that we see in the world.
还有在这除此之外还有我们那些看到的那些那个世界上所其他的需求。
We have friends and relatives that are sick.
我们有朋友那个亲戚呢生病。
Or have other health issues.
有其他的健康方面的需求问题。
There's people that we care about going through hard times in their lives.
我们比较关心的朋友他们呢经历了非常多的苦难。
And so many times we can come to God in prayer with all of these items.
所以好多次嘛，我们来到主的面前，为这些所有我们担忧的一切而祷告。
And however well-meaning we might start out, our prayer time ends up looking like a child writing a letter to Santa Claus.
不管你这个祷告怎么开始，但是你这个结束的时候，你这个祷告呢，就像一个小孩子给那个圣诞老人写他需要些什么一个单子一样。
Today we want to step back from that and ask God, teach us to pray.
今天呢我们要退后一步让我们来看一看让主教导我们怎么进行祷告。
Because we are not presenting a list to Santa Claus.
因为我们这里不是向那个圣诞老人提出一系列礼物的清单。
We are making a request to our Father.
我们是向我们的父神提出这个要求。
And however big our concerns may be,Our Father has greater concerns.
不管我们自己的那个难处有多大，我们的那个父神有他更大的那个关注的地方。
I think of when I was little and I asked my father for things.
当我小的时候，我向我父亲要求什么东西的时候。
And now that I'm a father, I look back and I think of how tiny my requests were.
现在我作为一个父亲回头过头来看了解到当时我那些需求是多么的渺小。
As a child, I never worried about paying the bills.
因为作为孩子你永远不担心家里要付账单。
Making sure the car was running.
要确保那个车呢能够开起来。
All those things that my father worried about and took care of, I didn't know about.
所有这些都是我父亲要担心要照顾到的我呢是毫不关心的。
But I know that all the things my father worried about were much greater than the things I was worried about.
但现在我知道当时我的父亲所关心的这些事情比我所关心的要更重要的多。
And so it shouldn't surprise us that when the disciples asked Jesus to pray, Jesus starts with God's concerns.
所以毫不奇怪当门徒问耶稣如何祷告的时候呢耶稣就开始以那个父神所关注的作为开始。
Yes, we are taught to pray for our own needs.
因为我们总是谈那个要为自己的需求祷告。
But the priority is the concerns of the Father.
但是最着重的重要点是应该是我们父神所关注的。
So this morning I want to look at what they are and why they are so important.
今天早晨我跟大家来考考为这些祷告的内容是什么为什么这些祷告是重要的。
So Jesus says the first thing, the content of our prayer should be, Father, hallowed be your name.
所以呢那个第一个讲到的就是重要的就是你的国要成圣。你的名。
God's primary concern is with his name.
所以父神最关注的就是他的名。
Now, God's name is not just merely an identifying word.
那个主的名呢并不是一个能够你可以那个识别的名词。
When I first had children, my mom sat me down and gave me a lecture on how important names were.
我刚我第一次有孩子的时候呢我的母亲呢跟我坐在一块讨论要选一个名字这个选一个名字她告诉我是非常重要的。
And she told me the whole story of her name.
他呢讲了那个他的名字的来历的整个故事。
God's name is not just a name.
所以神的名呢并不仅仅是一个名。
When God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, Moses asked God, "What is your name?"
当那个神在那个燃烧的荆棘里向摩西显现的时候呢，摩西就问主：“你的名是什么？”
Because Moses grew up in Egypt.
因为摩西呢是在埃及长大的。
In Egypt, there's lots of different gods.
因为在埃及呢有不同的那个神。
And so Moses wanted to know, well.Which God is sending me back there?
所以摩西呢想知道是哪个神要把他带回去那个埃及去。
When I go and I talk to Israelites, who am I supposed to say sent me to rescue you?
所以呢，当他回到跟以色列人说，他跟他们说清楚是哪个神把他命令他回去去拯救他们出埃及。
And God answered, "I am that I am."
神的回答就是我是即我是。
That's a strange name.
这是一个非常奇怪的名。
It's much different from John or Matthew.
和那个约翰、马太都很不一样。
But it's because it shows meaning.
但它有里边它的意义在里面。
God is telling Moses something about himself.
因为神在这里要告诉摩西有关他自己的一切。
God says, I am that I am.
神呢，我是即我在。
That is, God is a God that had no beginning.
所以这个神呢是没有开始的。
The God that sends you Moses is a God that has no ending.
啊，这个把那个摩西送带回去，命令他回去，这个神也没有结束。
This God that saved is a God that was the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这个人是昨天、今天、将来永在的一个神。
All that in a name.
所有这一切都在主的名里。
So when God is concerned about his name, he is concerned about all of himself.
所以神在关心他自己的名的时候呢，他关心所有他自己的一切。
All of his character.
他所有的这个品性。
All of his personality.
他的个性。
All of his nature.
他的性质。
All of who he is summarized in his name.
所有他的一切都在他的名里面被总结了。
What is the concern for his name?
为什么他关心他的那个名呢?
It is that his name would be hallowed.
因为他的名要被尊为圣。
To hallow something means to sanctify something.
被尊为圣就是使其成圣。
To make something or show something is holy.
来展示显示某样东西是那个圣洁的。
Let's turn over to Leviticus chapter 10.
让我们看那个利未记第十节第十章。
Hallowing God's name is serious business.
为什么神的名是那么一个重要的一个内容呢？
In Leviticus 10, we have the story that even people have died for not hallowing God's name.
因为这里讲的一个故事，那些没有尊主为名的圣的人死亡了。
Leviticus chapter 10, we'll start at verse 1.
我们从那个第一节开始。
Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu took their censers and put fire in them and added incense, and they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command.
亚伦的儿子拿戴、亚比户各拿自己的香炉，盛上火，加上香，在耶和华面前献上燔火，是耶和华没有吩咐他们的。
So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord.
就有火从耶和华面前出来把他们烧灭，他们就死在耶和华面前。
Moses then said to Aaron, This is what the Lord spoke of when he said, Among those who approach me, I will show myself holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honored.
于是摩西对亚伦说，这就是耶和华所说的，在我亲近的人中要显为圣，在众民面前我要得荣耀。
God is concerned about his name.
因为这里的神非常关注他的名。
And he is not going to let people come into his presence and especially in Leviticus and worship the way they want to worship.
他不想让他的子民来到他面前，就像利未记一样来到面前，用他们的方式来敬拜他。
Aaron's two sons said, "We're going to worship God the way we want to worship God."
因为亚伦的两个儿子，他们想用他们的方式来那个敬拜神。
And God said, "I will show myself holy in the sight of all the people."
这里神说，我在我亲近的人面前要显为圣。
Let's flip over to Ezekiel.
我们再来看那个以西结书三十六节。
Ezekiel 36 verse 22.
以西结书三十六章二十二节。
In Ezekiel, God is telling his people that he is going to rescue them.
在这里呢，以西结书里边，神对他的子民说，他要来拯救他们。
They have sinned, but God is going to show himself faithful and bring them out of judgment.
他们呢，在里边犯罪，神呢要向他们显示他们是信实，要把他们带到那个审判中。
And he's going to bless them.
但呢，他也要来祝福他们。
But look at what he writes in verse 22.
再看36章22节，他是怎么讲的。
Therefore say to the house of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone.
所以你要对以色列家说，主耶和华如此说，以色列家啊，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名，就是在你们到的列国中所亵渎的。
I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the sovereign Lord, when I show myself holy through you before their eyes.
我要使我的大名显为圣，这名在列国中已被亵渎，就是你们在他们中间亵渎的。我在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华，这是主耶和华说的。
This is God's priority.
这是主的那个紧要关键的地方。
That his name would be held as holy.
他想他的名被举为圣。
And especially among his people.
特别是在他的众子民当中。
His people have profaned his holy name.
而他的子民呢，亵渎了他的名。
They've gone astray.
他们呢，行走弯路。
They've worshipped other gods.
他们去敬拜其他的神。
And in doing so, they've dragged God's name through the dust.
所以这么做呢，他们把主的名呢，扔进了尘土。
People look at the nation of Israel and they shake their head.
其他人看到以色列的民这么做，他们摇头。
Because God's people reflect on God.
因为神的子民是彰显神本身。
God's people's actions reflect on God.
因为神的子民的行动彰显了神。
And so God said to his people, "Your actions have been profaning my holy name."
他们说，你的所作所为亵渎了我的名。
And I'm going to restore you.
我呢要重新塑造你们。
Not for your sake.
并不是为了你们。
But for the sake of my holy name.
乃是为我的那个圣洁的名。
That my name would be held as holy.
也这样我的名才能被举为圣洁。
This is what we are praying when we pray, Father, hallowed be your name.
所以在我们祷告时说，我们天上的父，愿你尊你的名为圣。
We are praying, God, cause your name to be held as holy.
所以我们要祷告你的名，愿尊你的名为圣洁的。
All around this world, may your name be held in high esteem.
所以所有这一切都要把你的名举为至高至上的。
May people think highly of you.
人呢也其他人也能够把你的名看为最高的。
May your glory shine over everyone.
你的那个荣耀会那个照耀到所有的地方，所有的人。
This is what we're praying.
这就是我们应该祷告的。
God, may your name be hallowed.
所以神愿你的尊你的名为圣。
But we have a part in this too.
我们呢在这当中呢也有我们的作用。
Not only are we praying, God, may you hallow your own name.
并不仅仅说神啊我们要高举你的名为圣。
We are also praying that we would hallow his name.
我们也要祷告我们会举我们也会高举他的名为圣。
Let's turn back to Leviticus.
再我们回到那个利未记。
Leviticus chapter 22, verse 31.
的22章31节。
Keep my commands and follow them. I am the Lord.
你们要谨守遵守我的诫命。我是耶和华。
Do not profane my holy name. I must be acknowledged as holy by the Israelites. I am the Lord who made you holy.
你们不可亵渎我的圣名，我在以色列人中却要被尊为圣。我是叫你们成圣的耶和华。
And who brought you out of Egypt to be your God, I am the Lord.
把你们从埃及地领出来做你们的神，我是耶和华。
When God sanctifies us, He makes us holy in Jesus.
神呢，也使我们在耶稣当中呢，变成为圣洁。
But when those roles are reversed,
当那个以色列反转的时候呢
，When we sanctify His name,
当我们来以他的名为圣的时候
，What does that look like?
会怎么样呢
？We obviously cannot make God more holy than He is.
我们无法使神像他自己一样使他们更为圣洁。
We're the ones that need to be made holy in the first place.
我们自己本身就应该被再成为圣洁。
But according to God in Leviticus, how we sanctify God's name is by obeying Him.
我们如何使神的名为圣呢？根据那个利未记这里所讲，就是要遵行、遵守他的诫命，顺服他。
Verse 31 says, "Keep my commandments and follow them."
三十二节讲要谨守、遵行我的命令。
If you do not keep my commands and follow them, you are profaning my holy name.
如果你不遵守、谨守我的诫命，你就是亵渎了我的圣名。
Just like the Israelites in Ezekiel chapter 36.
就像那个以西结就是三十六节那边。
When we disobey God, we drag His name through the mud.
当我们不遵行主的命令的时候呢，我们就把他的名呢。亵渎了。
We cause dishonor to fall on the name of the Lord.
我们呢没有遵行他的诫命。
So often we hear about a great leader of the church who falls into sin.
所以我们经常听到一些教会的领导人的那个跌倒犯罪。
And it seems all too often we hear this on the news.
我经常在那个电视新闻里听到这些。
Some great pastor or well-known Christian figure is discovered living in sin.
发现一些教会的领导人有名望的基督教的领导人被发觉犯罪。
And this world has a field day with it.
这个世界呢也就感到了感受了这一点。
Everyone who does not want to believe in God points to that fallen brother or sister.
所有那些不信主的神的人呢，就会指向这些跌倒的弟兄姊妹。
Look at these Christians.
看看这些基督徒。
They're not holier than us.
他们也并不比我们圣洁多少。
They just try to cover it up more.
他们只是想遮盖他们自己。
And they call us hypocrites.
他们被可以称之为叫假冒伪善。
And liars.
是那个撒谎者。
And dishonor gets put on God's name.
对神的那个名呢，不荣耀神的名。
People look at us in disobedience.
所以呢
，and they dishonor God.
他们呢不看着我们呢，也不信服我们，所以呢对神呢也不遵从他的名。
In one interview with Rabbi Zacharias. He was talking about a conversation he was having with one of his friends.
当谈到那个 Hevrisakis, 他谈到他那个接受采访的时候，谈到和他一个朋友的对话。
He said that what his friend talked about haunts him.
他的朋友谈到了那个怎样来那个使他那个影响他。
His non-Christian friend was saying, if God is supposed to change you in such a way that you are made completely new, how come we don't see the change?
如果神要把你重新改变，做一个全新的人，那我们如何不能看到你这做一个全新的变化呢？
Oh, the dishonor we put on God's name because of our behavior.
因为我们的行为，我们给神的名带来那么多不荣誉。
Our empty words.
那个虚空的话语。
Our callous thoughts.
我们的那个胆怯的那个行为。
Our lack of love.
我们缺乏爱。
That all goes toward dishonoring God's name.
所有这一切都会使主的名呢得不到荣耀。
And so we need to pray, Lord, Father, hallowed be your name.
所以我们要祷告神啊，愿尊你的名为圣。
Cause your name to be hallowed on this earth.
让你这个名呢在这个地上成圣。
And Lord, help us to hallow your name.
让帮助我们如何来使你的名为圣。
To obey you.
来遵守谨守遵守你的诫命。
And follow all of your commandments.
来遵守你所有的诫命。
Let's turn over to First Peter.
我们再看彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 3 verse
15. 彼得前书第三章十五节。
But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have.
只要心里尊耶稣耶稣基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望，就要常做准备。
We love quoting the last part of that.
我们喜欢那个看最下来下面第二部分。
It encourages us to know our testimony.
让我们呢是做自己的见证。
To be able to put in words how glorious God is.
来准备好言语上做好准备，神怎么来那个对我们的荣耀。
But the goal of this verse is not so that we would be more eloquent in our evangelism.
这并不是说我们在传福音的时候会多么会讲话。
The goal of this is the beginning of verse 15, but in your heart set apart Christ as Lord.
所以这个经节最重要的是第一部分，只要心里尊主基督为圣。
That word translated set apart is the word sanctify.
所以这个把心里尊主为圣，这个意思就是要在心里尊他为圣。
Sanctify Christ as Lord.
就把耶稣基督作为我们的主，圣洁的主。
In other words, hallow his name.
也就是以他的名为尊他的名为圣。
And in order to hallow your name, be prepared to tell everyone how glorious Christ is.
然后做好准备向所有人来讲述那个耶稣基督是多么的那个荣耀。
Be ready to tell people what he's done in your life.
要做好准备跟其他人讲述他为你所做的，在你生活中所做的。
Be ready to tell people that you are a sinner condemned to the wrath of God and God saved you by the cross.
告诉人家你是个罪人，是神拯救了你。
Sanctify Christ.
以尊基督的名为圣，尊主的名为圣。
Hallow God's name.
尊主名为圣。
Why should we pray this? Why is this a priority?
为什么我们要做这样的祷告，以这个做我们祷告的重点呢？
Well, first of all, because this is God's priority.
首先呢，这是神的那个关键要点。
As we've said, he is most concerned with his name.
因为他最关心他的名。
It seems a little self-serving to us as people that God would be concerned about his own name.
对我来说是不是有点自我那个感觉太多？为什么神那么关心他自己的名呢？
When we meet someone that's all about themselves, we really don't like those people.
那我们碰到某些人，他只关心他自己呢，我们不会太喜欢这样的人。
Someone who's always talking about how great they are.
因为某个人老是说他自己多好。
Talking about how wonderful they are at sports.
来看他们在那个运动上有多么的好，多么在行。
What good grades they get in school.
他们在学校考的成绩多好。
If someone who's always boasting about himself, it really rubs us the wrong way.
如果某些人老是那个自夸自己呢，其他人会感到不快。
Why should God be different?
为什么在这里神应该被不认为不一样呢？
Because it's God.
因为他是神，他是我们的主。
He deserves it.
因为他配得这些。
When we or other people boast about ourselves, we're not that great.
当其他人在不断的自夸、自吹自擂的时候呢，我们并不是这样很高兴。
But when God talks about himself, he is great.
当我们当神在谈他自己的时候呢，他确实是这个伟大的。
He is worthy of every single good thing we can say about him.
他值得这个赞美，所有的那个好的东西都值得配给他。
He is worthy of all the praise and all the glory we can possibly give him.
他配得我们所有的赞美、感谢和称赞。
He needs to give the glory to the most glorious thing.
他可以需要得到所有的荣耀、赞美。
And the most glorious thing is his name.
因为他最荣耀、最值得尊贵的就是他的名。
Not only do we pray this to fulfill God's priority,
不管我们为了这样祷告，是为了能够完成主的那个关心的重点。
But praying this also fulfills our priorities.
这样祷告的也是为了能够完成我们的那个重点。
Back in the olden times, before there was Sunday school and classes, they put together things called catechisms.
在那个历史上呢，在我们有那个主日学啊等这些东西之前呢，他们呢教会呢曾经把一些关键的教义要领呢总结在一个叫威斯敏斯特的那个要理里面。
And in the Westminster Catechism, the first thing is, what is the chief end of man? What is our purpose?
所以在这个小的文件里面，首先第一个他们的问题就是，作为一个人，你生活当中的主要目的是什么？
Why are we here?
为什么我们生活在这个世界上？
What are our lives supposed to be all about?
我们的生活应该是怎么样的？
And the answer is for God's glory.
说那个答案就是为了那个神的名，尊他的名为圣。
We are here for His glory.
我们在这里是为了彰显他的荣耀。
And so when we pray, God, glorify your name, we're praying into the purpose of our lives.
所以当我们来祷告，主啊，我们荣耀你的名，就是我们为我们自己生活中的这个目的来祷告。
We're actually praying that we would be the most fulfilled people in the world.
我们会成为这个世界上最有成就的人。
That we would be connected with what we were made for.
就是把我们创造我们的主，我们和他连接在一起。
Father, hallowed be your name.
所以我们主尊你的名为圣。
The second thing we are to pray is your kingdom come.
第二个我们要祷告就是愿你的国度降临。
This first of all says that God is a king.
首先讲呢，神呢是个君王。
That our Father is a king.
所以我们的那个父神呢是个君王。
And what is a kingdom?
他的国度是什么呢？
A kingdom is where the rule and reign of the king extends to.
所以呢，一个国度就是一个君王他的管理治辖的权限所在。
In this prayer, we are not talking about a geographic area.
在我们祷告当中呢，我们并不仅仅是我们世上的地理位置上的这个国度。
We're not talking about a country.
我们并不讲一个某个国家。
We're not asking God bless the United States.
我们并不是让那个神来保佑美国。
For Jesus being interviewed with Pilate said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
所以呢，那个耶稣基督常，我的这个国度并不是在这，并不在这个世上。
We are praying, God, extend your kingdom.
所以我们来祷告神呢，拓展你的国度。
God, extend the area of influence.
也就是神呢，拓展他的影响力。
God, extend your sovereign area.And authority.
神呢，来那个拓展他的主权管辖。
Now, how does a kingdom expand?
那个主的国度怎么来拓展呢？
A kingdom expands by taking over territory.
要扩展国度呢，你必须要那个拥有很多国度。
Let's look at Second Corinthians chapter 2.
再看那个哥罗西书第二章
Verse 14.
第十四节
But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
因为我们所有神感谢神率领我们在基督里夸胜，借着我们各处显扬那因而基督认识基督而有的香气。
Now it sounds like what Paul is saying is that we're going to have a party with Christ.
好像在这里保罗是说我们要跟神要开一个那个聚会。
That there's this triumphal procession and we're you know, walking alongside Jesus in this celebration parade.
因为我们和主基督一起行走来那个进行一个庆祝胜利的那个游行。
But that's not the imagery Paul uses.
这并不是那个耶稣基这里那个耶稣基督所保罗所讲的。
The term that Paul uses leads us in triumphal procession is used only one other time in the New Testament.
在那个新约圣经里边，这里那个保罗讲的夸胜呢，只是用了几次。
And that's in Colossians chapter 2 verse 15.
在哥罗西书第二章十五节。
And that says, having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
即将一切执政掌权的掳来明显给众人看就仗着十字架夸胜
So the imagery that Paul is drawing on here is a military image
所以在这里保罗要给大家展示的一个景象是一个军事上的
That Christ has come by the power of the cross and he has conquered
就神呢在这基督耶稣在那个十字架上的做一个得胜者
He has defeated his enemies, triumphing over them.
他呢战胜了他的敌人。
And in the olden days, when a general or a king triumphed over a people, he would lead them in a triumphal procession.
所以当古代一个将军打仗得胜呢，会把俘虏的人呢，在那个得胜的游行里面呢带出来。
The conquering king would lead the conquered people through the streets.
所以呢，战胜的那个国王呢，会把被战胜的那个国度的人呢，带在游行里边带出来展示。
To show forth the king's victory.
来那个展示他的那个国度的胜利。
So Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, we are led in the triumphal procession.
所以在哥林多后书二章十四节讲，就我们在基督里夸胜。
We're not part of the party. We're prisoners of war.
我们并不是在一个聚会，我们是来那个赞扬我们的胜利。
Christ has conquered and taken over territory.
所以耶稣基督占领了这个国度。
He has extended the rule and reign of his kingdom.
他呢拓展了他的国度的权柄和管辖。
Turn back to Luke chapter 11.
那个再回到那个路加福音十一章
and look a little past the prayer to verse 20
到那个第二十节
Jesus has been casting out demons and the opposition has been saying that Jesus has been casting out demons by the power of Satan himself.
所以当时呢耶稣基督呢把鬼魔赶出来，有些人说呢他是靠着鬼魔把那个鬼魔赶出来。
But Jesus says, but if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you.
这里耶稣基督说，我若靠神的能力赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们。
When a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are safe.
当壮士披挂整齐，看守自己的住宅，他所有的都平安无事。
But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils.
但一个比他更壮的来，胜过他，就夺去他所依靠的盔甲兵器，又分了他的赃。
Where are we in this story?
我们在这个故事当中是怎么样呢？
We're not a strong man.
我们并不是更强壮的人。
We're not the stronger man.
我们也并不是更强的人。
We're the spoils.
我们呢是被那个宠坏的。
Before Christ comes and rescues us, we are under dominion of the strong man.
在耶稣基督来拯救我们之前呢，我们是在更强的人的那个管辖。
We are under the dominion of Satan.
我们是在那个撒旦的管辖之下。
And so how does God extend his kingdom?
他神如何来拓展他的国度呢？
Not by military might.
并不是通过军事的强有力，
Not by soldiers or tanks，
也不是通过战士和坦克，
But he does it by Jesus，
他是以通过耶稣基督来达到这样的目的。
Jesus comes and with the power of his death on the cross he comes and he defeats Satan。
耶稣基督在十架上受死，带来这个能力，把撒旦战胜了撒旦。
Only that way can he take those people under Satan's rule and reign and bring them into the kingdom.
只有通过这样，他才能把在撒旦管辖下的这些人带出来，带入到神的那个管辖之下。
So taking this picture, the baby Jesus in the manger, that nice calm Christmas story is actually the beginning of a battle, of a war.
所以这样想象，耶稣基督诞生在马槽时候，作为一个婴孩，他就开始了这样一个属灵的征战。
It's farther away from a gentle silent night and closer to the armies storming the beaches of Normandy during World War II.
这个呢，就是在那个像在第二战当中那个诺曼底登陆。
Until the Gospels happen, the whole world is groaning under sin.
在耶稣福音来之前，所有整个世界呢都在那个罪的管辖之下。
And Jesus comes and he storms the very gates of hell.
他耶稣基督来了，冲击了他那个地狱的这个门。
Extending the kingdom of God, initiating the kingdom of God here.
而开始拓展了神的这个国度。
So when we pray, Father, your kingdom come.
当我们在祷告说，神愿你的国度降临。
This is what we're praying.
这就是我们需要祷告的。
We're praying, God.Extend the rule and reign of your kingdom here.
我们在这里祷告的就是神拓展你的国度权柄和管辖的范围。
Defeat the power of the strong man at work in this world.
把那个这个世上那个更强有力的这个势力。
We're saying that there are areas of darkness in this world, and Lord, we need your light to shine in there.
在这个世界上还有黑暗的地方，我们需要你的光去照耀这个黑暗的地方。
Why do we need to pray this?
为什么我们要这样祷告呢？
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10, verse 24.
马可福音第十章二十四节。
Jesus said, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God.
这里那个耶稣说呢，就是小子靠钱财进神的国是多么的难呢、啊、
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易得多呢。
The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, Who then can be saved?
那这样的门徒就分外的稀奇问耶稣说这样谁能得救呢
Jesus looked at them and said, With man this is impossible, but with not with God. All things are possible with God.
耶稣看着他说在人是不能的在神却是不然因为神凡事都能。
We need to pray, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, because we are praying the impossible.
我们在这里祷告说父愿你尊你的名为圣愿你的国降临我们这里祷告是一些很难实现不可能的事情。
We are praying for something that cannot be done by human hands.
我们这些祷告是我们人手所不能做成的。
We are praying that God would take out hearts of stone and put in hearts of flesh.
我们这里祷告神要把我们铁石心肠换成一个温暖的人的心肠。
We're praying that God would make those who are spiritually dead completely alive again.
我们这里祷告是由那些属灵已经死亡的人完全苏醒过来。
We can't do that.
我们自己是做不到的。
We don't have that ability.
我们也没有这个能力。
We don't have that power.
也没有这个能力权柄。
So we need to pray.
所以我们需要祷告。
Father, hallowed be your name.
父啊，愿人尊你的名为圣。
Father, cause your name to be glorified.
要我你的名为荣耀。
Cause your kingdom to come.
愿你的那个国度降临。
We want to see this world acknowledge the glory of God.
我们要这个世界来承认那个神的荣耀。
Because Christ is worthy of glory.
因为他配得所有的那个荣耀。
He is the God who created everything.
他是创造了所有万事万物的主。
He is the God that saves us.
他是一个拯救了我们的主。
He's the God that cares.
他关心照顾我们。
For those of us who have been saved, Jesus is the sweetest name.
对于那些还没有被拯救的，耶稣基督是多么一个甜蜜的名啊！
And we want the whole world to know what a wonderful Savior we have.
我们要全世界都知道我们有一个多么美好的一个救主。
But it's not going to be accomplished just with our words.
但以我们的言语我们是无法完成的。
Jesus said, go, make disciples of all nations.
耶稣这里说那个去让万国万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名施洗他们。
And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
教求他们遵行我所以交给你们的一切。
How is that going to be accomplished?
这个如何才能够那个完成呢？
It's going to be accomplished with us starting on our knees in prayer.
要我开始就是我们能够跪下以他的名尊他的名为圣祷告
Father hallowed be your name
我们的父啊愿人尊你的名为圣
Your kingdom come
愿你的国度降临
Let us pray this together
让我们一起来祷告
Heavenly Father
我们天上的父神
Glorify your name
我们要荣耀你的名
Show the whole world how glorious this name is
向全世界来展示你的名是多么的荣耀
Show the world that you are God alone
让全世界你是唯一的主
That all the other gods that we look for are rubbish.
我们寻求的其他的那个神啊主啊都是垃圾。
That you alone were God uncreated.
你是一个唯一的那个创造的主。
That you are God that reigns forever.
你是那个掌管管辖一切的主。
You are the only God, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你是过去、将来、今在、永在、永远的神。
And you are the only God who can save.
你是永远有拯救能力的主。
Lord, build your kingdom.
神啊，建立你的国度。
Extend the rule and reign of your authority.
能拓展你的国度的权柄、影响和能力。
Lord, we pray first of all you would start in our lives.
我们来祷告，你先从我们的生活开始。
Lord, we admit there are areas of our lives that we do not submit to your rule and reign.
我们承认在我们生活当中某些方面我们并没有完全顺服于你的管辖权柄。
That we still want to have our own way and do our own will with.
我们还是想我们偏行己意做自己的事情。
We pray, Lord, that you would forgive us.
我们祷告神你能原谅我们。
May your kingdom come in our lives.
让你的国度降临在地上。
May we be men and women who do your will.
让我们作为你的儿女子女来愿你的遵循你的旨意。
And we pray for this world.
我们也为这个世界祷告。
We pray that you would extend the rule and reign of Jesus Christ over this world.
你会把耶稣基督的权柄权能拓展在这个世上。
That you would break through strongholds of the evil one.
你会打破那个邪恶的那个势力。
That you would release the ones in bondage.
把那些受到辖制的人释放。
That you would free the captives.
把他们从那个辖制中解放出来。
That your good news would go out to all the world.
你的美好的福音会来到世界的每个角落。
That your kingdom would come.
你的国度降临。
Oh Lord, do this for your sake.
为了你自己做这所有的工作。
For your name.
为了尊显你的名，彰显你的名。
For the glory of your name.
你的名的那个荣耀。
Do this in our midst.
在为我们做这些。
Do this in our world.
在我们这个世上做这些事。
We pray to the one who has all authority.
我们把所有我们来祷告为那些为这些值得所有配赞美敬拜的神。
And we look forward to the day when you will complete your kingdom.
我们期望的这一天你能够完成你国度的工作。
When every knee will bow, when every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord.
万膝跪拜，万舌的那个称赞。
Teach us to pray.
来教导我们如何祷告。
As in Jesus' name.
我们祷告耶稣基督的名。
Amen.